Black Mesa by Zane Grey, narrated by Dave Weber. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. Flowing out from the moss-greened base of a bluff under the bold, looming bulk of Black Mesa was a small spring of alkaline water. It was the only oasis in that desolate country for leagues around. The Indian brought his mustangs there, and the squaw filled her earthen olla. The cowboy trailed his lost cattle over the bleak, cedar-dotted divide down to this spring, and the traveler followed the hard-beaten path to eye askance the strange, clear pool. Cougar and cat tracks showed in the soft red sands. The deer and coyote and jackrabbit slaked their thirst there. But the winged creatures of the desert, those whose wide pinions gave them dominance over distance, never visited the foot of Black Mesa. The spring had been named Bitter Seeps by the Mormons when they forded the Rio Colorado at the crossing of the Fathers. Nadalcati, the old Navajo chief, said of Bitter Seeps, "It is not good water, but it will sustain life." A great geologist studying that region had remarked that the nature of man and beast dependent upon the water of the spring and its forbidding surroundings must partake of its hard and bitter quality. Two young men sat upon a rock of the cedar ridge that commanded a view of the trading post, the spring, the mesa, and the illimitable desert beyond.
"Paul, you're asking me about this here place?" drawled the younger, a lean, brown-faced, tow-headed cowboy. "Well, I reckon it's hell. I wouldn't be caught here dead."
His companion laughed a little regretfully at this frank opinion. "I'm sorry," he said. "It appeals to me. Perhaps you've explained why."
"Nope," rejoined Wes Kintell.